From the Madison Roseburg studio, KQEN weather, patchy smoke, otherwise sunny, and a high about 90 this afternoon, nearly 10 degrees cooler. Widespread haze before 8 p.m., partly cloudy, down to 56. On Saturday, partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny, 91. Sunday, sunny and hot, 96. Labor Day, sunny and 95. And then back to the triple digits starting on Tuesday. Right now, 78 in Roseburg. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. We're just ahead of a holiday weekend. We thought we'd go a little bit on the lighter side and explore Wildlife Safari, essentially virtually, because we're with Jacob Schluter, Sarah Roy, and Sarah Wheaton, and we're out in the carnivore area. Sarah Roy, tell us more about what's going on there.
Hi, Kyle. Yeah, we are in the carnivore cheetah loop, which is the last big section of the drive-thru. And right now we are with Kiam and Makumba, which a lot of the locals know as our cheetah ambassadors. They travel to the local schools and all over the state with us doing educational programs. And a neat thing that they've been doing this summer with the guests, we've just been so busy this summer. It's been so great. So a lot of our animals have been able to reach so much more of the public. And the cheetahs right now on a daily basis are coming out to do daily photos with the public, where families can get a photo with one of our amazing cheetahs to take home with them. And then we're also offering daily big cat painting encounters where either our lions, tigers, or cheetahs have fun walking over canvases while they're getting treats and training. And the guests also get to take home an original canvas made by one of our animals.
Well, the cheetahs are obviously very special, and Wildlife Safari still, I believe, the number two, is it, cheetah breeding facility in the world?
Yes, we are the number two breeding center for cheetahs in the world. We're very proud about that, and we actually have cubs on the ground right now that we've recently moved to our drive-thru area, so we're really encouraging people to come out and check them out while they're still small. They're just at that really cute, adorable, playful stage. They're loving exploring the drive-thru, wrestling, playing with mom. There's six cubs, so it's a pretty big family to see. And the neat story with them is four were born to that mom, and then two, actually, she cross-fostered. A mom at a different breeding center became too ill to take care of her cubs. So we brought them here when they were only a few weeks old and cross-fostered them with our litter. And our mom has just been so amazing. She took them in like she was her own, nursed them, and they've just really thrived here at Wildlife Safari.
So how many cheetahs are out there at Safari these days?
We have 23 cheetahs at the park currently. And we're very hopeful that we'll have some more little cubbies hitting the ground here in about a month or so.
Wow. So Kyan and Makumba, how old are they these days?
So they're 8 and a half. They were born 8 years ago on Leap Day, actually. And they were two that we love. We always want mom to raise the cubs here because it's so beneficial for the cubs and for the national breeding program that we're a part of. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. And Kiam and Makumba's mom rejected them. We have cameras in all of our birthing boxes, so we could see that she wasn't caring for them, wasn't letting them nurse. And after watching that for about 2 days, we made the decision to pull them and hand raise. And at that time, we took the extra time and training and desensitizing with them. So they are leash trained, and like I said, they go and travel to schools and give help us do educational conservation talks all over the state.
And I think people are maybe surprised to find out that they go other places than Roseburg. Where are some of the places you've gone with these cheetahs?
Oh, they've gone as far north as Seattle. They've gone to eastern Oregon. We've gone down to northern California. We have a huge cargo van that we've developed. The whole back is just their space, so they can walk around, lay down, stretch out, and relax. And they actually have been riding in cars since they were little cubs, so they actually look forward to it. They usually nap the whole time, And so car rides aren't an issue with them at all.
So when you go out of the area, is this mainly to schools, or what are some of the other places that they might go?
We've gone to businesses or different concert, like zoos. We've just anywhere that wants to have an educational talk or program. It's a great message, and having the cat there just really helps get people's attention and gets them engaged, wanting to learn more about wildlife and conservation. I had Makumba here purring a minute ago. We'll see if she'll purr for you guys. It's a little hot out, so she's fallen asleep on me. Can you hear that at all?
Oh, yeah. We heard that loud and clear. That's great.
So that's a half a sleep purr. Cheetahs and cougars are actually the largest cats that can purr. And it is just really neat. People hear that. It connects them. You know, our house cats can purr at home. So it's just something they can relate to. And then they just get really engaged and want to hear not only about cheetahs, but just about wildlife in general.
So you're the carnivore supervisor. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I've been out here for a little over 16 years. And I manage the cheetah program, the lions, the bears, the tigers, and the puppy that lives with one of our cheetahs. And that just, my team does all the diet prep for all of the cheetah, big cats, and bears. We do daily training with all of them to make sure everyone's acting and normal and keeping an eye on all of our breeding programs, because we're currently also breeding our lions and our tigers. And then we're also, you know, thinking up different enrichment, different toys, different things we can do with them every day to just keep them mentally stimulated, active, and happy.
Now, Sarah Wheaton is with you. I guess I'll say Sarah, too. What do you do as carnivore lead?
Yeah, so I actually do about the same thing. On the days that Sarah's off, we have an opposite schedule, so one of us is always here. So I'm kind of running the show while she's gone, and then I'm just kind of her little wing woman throughout everything else. I'm always there to help with things. Mm-hmm. And to help with our interns, and we have a large group of staff here under us, so it's really nice to have the two of us here to be able to rely on.
And how long have you been at Safari?
A little over 5 years.
And what interested you in working for Wildlife Safari?
Honestly, everything about it. I used to come here as a kid, and I just really had a good time, and when I was very small, about 4 years old, I'd always tell my mom that I wanted to work here, so goal accomplished, I guess, but I didn't plan on working with the big cats. I wanted to work with the giraffes when I was younger.
Wow. So, Sarah Roy, for when people come to look at the cheetahs, folks around here have gotten very used to them, but what are maybe things that people don't know about cheetahs that you could share?
Well, definitely. So, as you make the loop through the cheetah circle in the drive-through, we have about 12 enclosures. And believe it or not, there are cheetahs in every single one. So some people come and flag us down. They're like, where are the cheetahs? Are they not in here today? But they are just the master of camouflage, especially right now with the grasses, kind of that more yellow color. They are blending right in. So in the heat, you're going to look, you know, in the shade or under trees, and then they'll just all start standing out to you. They know where to lay. They're lazy cats like your house cat, so they're going to nap and rest 15 to 18 hours a day. Conserve that energy. Their spots, even though you would think the spots would stand right out, really camouflage well into the ground. And the spots, each cheetah has about 2,000 to 3,000 spots, its own pattern, and they're truly spotted. So if you were to shave their fur off, those spots are actually on their skin in the same pattern. And that's actually how they release their body heat. So they don't sweat like we do or pant like a dog. They release the heat out of those spots. There's a less dense fur on those spots than their tan fur. So even in the wild, when they catch and chase something down and their body temperature goes up, they have to lay down and cool off for about 30 to 60 minutes before they can even start eating.
Now, did you say they rest for how many hours a day?
About 15 to 18. They're inactive, kind of catnapping off and on.
Wow. That would be nice. So what do you like most about working with the cheetahs?
They're just so unique. They're just like, they're different than any other cat species in so many ways. You know, even from their, down to their paws, they have dog paws more than cat claws. You know, our cats at home and most other cat species have those retractable claws. When we think of cats, we think of those retractable claws. cheetahs aren't like that. Their claws are always hanging out like a dog claw. So they're constantly hitting the ground. So they're pretty dull, but that really helps them. I mean, these guys are the fastest runner on Earth. And just thinking of that is just amazing. They can go faster than any other animal on land. And those claw, everything down to their claws help them with running, like cleats on the bottom of sports players' shoes just helps grip that ground. But then up on the inside of their front foot is that razor sharp dew claw that never hits the ground. And that's what they would trip or snag their prey with when they caught up to it in the wild.
And we're live from Wildlife Safari with Sarah Roy and Sarah Wheaton in the carnivore area. But during the commercial break, they're going to move to a different area of Wildlife Safari. And we'll tell you about it when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Live from Wildlife Safari, Sarah Roy, the carnivore supervisor, Sarah Wheaton, the carnivore lead. We'll talk to Jacob Schluter, the marketing director, in a little bit. So, Sarah, where are you now?
So we've actually walked up the drive-through a little bit to our tiger exhibit. We have three different tiger enclosures. Right now we are here, and Sarah Wheaton is actually doing a training session with our male Dumai. We have Sumatran tigers at the safari, and he's our male, so he's our largest one. Sumatran tigers are the smallest subspecies of tiger, but definitely not small. I mean, this boy is still, what did he weigh in last time?
Pretty close to 300.
About 300 pounds.
So what do you do in a training session?
So we do training sessions in the drive-thru. The cars going through really enjoy seeing it. What it does is we do training sessions with most all animals daily here at the park. It does a lot of things. It helps maintain a bond of, you know, between the animal and the keeper. It keeps them engaged. It brings them up the lions, tigers, bears. We work protected contact with them. So that means there's always a barrier between the animal and the keeper. We don't go in with them like we do the cheetahs, which is called free contact. But protected contact, we still need to be able to daily check the animals, make sure they're looking good, acting good. So we bring them up to the fence, and we ask them for different behaviors. And then you might hear that clicking sound. She asked him to show her his paw. He raised his paw. She clicked it, and that lets him know, I've done what you've asked, and a treat is following. So then she rewarded him with a piece of steak. And it just gives us a chance to check their teeth, check their paws, bring them up close, let the people, the cars come up close, and just overall is a good experience for the animal.
So how many tigers are there right now?
So currently we have three. Tigers are solitary animals, so you're not going to see big groups of them like we can with the lions. And we have two sisters and this male that we're here with, Dumai. And genetically, the national population has recently deemed them a good match. There's a very small population of these guys left. Even in the wild, they're critically endangered. So they've deemed these guys genetically a good match. So we're actually in the starting phase of intros with these guys for a breeding program. It would be the first Sumatran tiger cubs ever born here at Wildlife Safari. So we're really excited to get that program up and running.
And how long have you had tigers at Safari?
The park has pretty much always had tigers since opening in the 70s, but we've never had Sumatran, and we've never participated in the national breeding program where these guys are genetically tracked so we can trace their lineage all the way back to their wild ancestors to make sure that we're helping the whole population with the breeding. We're not just going to breed to breed. We're going to breed to help sustain the North American Sumatran population. And with most of those programs, the overall goal is in the future to help with rewilding programs or inserting some of those genetics that we've been able to build in captivities back into the wild populations.
How much does one of these tigers weigh?
So Sumatrans, like I said, they're the smallest subspecies of tigers. So Dumai is a pretty good-sized boy, and he's right around 300. But Amur tigers, the largest type of cat in the world, they can get up to the 500-600 pound mark.
And what are the what kinds of things interest the tigers in terms of things that you do with them? You talked about the interaction with the keeper, but what gets their attention?
So, yeah, actually, we're kind of standing here watching. There's some cars parked in front of the next enclosure where one of our females are in her pool. Tigers are one of the few cats that just love water. So it's a hot afternoon, as everyone can tell. And she's actually in her pool right now playing. We give her a big boomer ball, they're called. It's a tiger-proof ball. Those are hard to find these days. And she's splashing around playing with her ball in her pool. So the girls... One is laying in a hammock, a fire hose hammock that we made her right outside of the pool, kind of lounging. And the other girl's playing with the ball in the pool right now. So anything in the water, we try to give them different toys in the water. We'll hang stuff from the trees for them to play with. We do different scent enrichments, like the lions. Their favorite scent enrichment is actually elephant dung. They react like catnip. They roll around in it, start drooling. So we're always trying to figure out a way to keep these guys having a fun day and happy.
And did you say the tigers are down near the lions?
No. The lions are in a different section of the drive-thru, but the tigers are located right in the heart of the cheetah loop in the drive-thru part.
Okay, so that's the part that you would see towards the end if you were driving through, right?
Yep. The last section of the park as you exit our Asia area, which is where you can have the feed cups and feeding some of the hoofstock out there. After that section, the very last section of the park is the cheetah loop, which has cheetahs and tigers.
Wow. So if somebody hasn't been out in the drive-thru for a while, what are some of the highlights that they might see this time of year?
Well, definitely you're going to see a lot more water activities. The bears right now are just loving. They have the big in-the-ground ponds. And so our black bears that recently this year moved to our brown bear area, so now we have brown bears and black bears together because our black bears just weren't very visible before. So it's really been fun letting people get a much closer look at our black bears. And they're just loving swimming. Like I said, our tigers are spending a lot more time in the water, which has been really fun for people to see them playing with their balls. Our elephants are in their big swimming hole that we built a few years back. So that kind of stuff is always really fun, the water activities in the hotter part of the summer. We have babies growing up all over the park. Out in Africa, we have a baby zebra and a baby kudu. They're just cute as can be, getting bigger by the day. So there's something always new to see in our drive-thru.
Jacob Schluter has been kind of in the background here. Let's bring him into the picture. Talk about some things coming up that you want people to know about.
Coming up, we really want a really cool way to experience these carnivores is to do one of our overnights. We have Auroras and Sonoras coming up on September 26th. It's an overnight camp where you get to go in and help with actual diet prep and working with the lions, and you can get really up close and personal with lions. Everything that we want to do, of course, is to get people up close and personal with these animals, closer than you can get anywhere else. People can come out and they can book an encounter with any of these big cats. They can do, like Sarah mentioned, the cheetah photo encounter. They can do a lion encounter, a painting encounter. There's all kinds of different options for people out here at Wildlife Safari.
And what's it been like this summer, tourist-wise?
We have been, you know, it's been almost a blessing that this has hit. We, in the face of the COVID, we're actually doing better than we have in years past. We have had huge gains in attendance. A lot of people out here enjoying it. Of course, a really safe, fun thing to do during this quarantine time.
And so where do you have folks coming from? All over Oregon or beyond or where?
All over the region. Most of our traffic actually comes out of Portland, which is always interesting to tell people. Our top markets are actually Portland, Seattle, and then the Bay Area of California. And then you kind of get a little more local after that. So a lot of our traffic is from out of state.
Interesting. Just about 30 seconds left. Jacob, what else should people know right now?
People should head to wildlifesafari.net and see all the different activities and educational camps and classes that we have coming up right there on the website.
And what are your hours currently for the drive-thru?
Currently, they're 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., but as of Tuesday, that'll be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And just backing it down a bit as we have a little less sun. What about the village area? When is it open?
Village area will be open the same hours, 9 to 5 after Monday, and 8 to 6 here for now.
Jacob Schluter, Sarah Roy, Sarah Wheaton, live from Wildlife Safari this afternoon. Guys, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having us.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.